everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Hello, everybody. Now, for this episode, I decided to go themeless, and that means I can just spin songs that I think go well together. I don't have to be bothered about trying to abide by the constraints of sticking to a theme. Most tracks that I've chosen for this episode I've sourced from vinyl, and a couple of them are from cassette tape. I'm going to kick off with a track by the province's top Western band back in the late 1950s. That band, the Dipsy Doodlers. And here they are with the Blue Pacific Waltz.
Darling, dancing to the rhythm of the waves, all alone with my sweetheart, I'm away to Hawaii, dancing to the blue Pacific waltz. The stars up above me look down and said good night. I whispered, I love you. Oh, darling, hold me tight. Dancing to the rhythm of blue waters and guitars. Dancing to the blue Pacific waltz. My darling, dancing to the rhythm of the waves, all alone with my sweetheart, I'm away to Hawaii, dancing to the blue Pacific waltz. The stars up above me look down and say good night. I whispered, I love you. Oh, darling, hold me tight. Dancing to the rhythm of blue waters and guitars. Dancing to the blue Pacific waltz.
Well, we're off to a great start. That was the Dipsy Doodlers. I described them in my introduction as a Western group. And back in the 1950s and earlier, that was the term for music that is now known as country music. Now, the Dipsy Doodlers, they were made up of a mix of local musicians, many from the St. John's area, I would think, and U.S. servicemen from the Fort Pepperell base, which was located in east part of St. John's. And the band often performed in nightclubs and dance halls throughout the Avalon Peninsula and on TV and on radio. I remember watching them on TV. He had a show around supper time, I think it was. And later on, a reincarnation of the Dipsy Doodlers operated out of Cornerbrook on Newfoundland's west coast. Now, in 59, they released the great LP that you just heard a track from. It was a self-titled LP, super rare and highly coveted by collectors. You'd be really fortunate to come up on a copy of that one today. Members of the band were Cy Brown. He was the steel guitar player, I think. Did some singing, too. Joe English, I think he also sang and played guitar, as did Brian Johnson. A guitar player was Danny Bohannon. I know he was an American, and on fiddle, the great Don Randall. And in there as well was Doug Marr. Not sure where he was from. Okay, I hope you stayed on the dance floor if you enjoyed that waltz. We got another one coming right up. This one's supplied by the folk duo John Lacey and Gordon Quinton. And it's the brand new Tennessee Waltz. And that song, Joan Baez, popularized that one in the early 1970s. Written by an American draft dodger, a fellow by the name of Jesse Winchester, well known for his songwriting. John Lacey and Gord Quinton, they released this on a 45 RPM single on the Pigeon Inlet label, and there weren't very many singles released by that label, only two or three, I think.
My dear, you have a pretty face. You favor a girl I knew. I imagine she's still in Tennessee. I swear I should be there too. I've a sadness too sad to be true. When I leave, it'll be in a hurry, dear, the same way that I'm leaving you. For love is mainly just memory, and everyone's got him a few. When I'm gone, I'll be glad I love you. The brand new Tennessee waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee waltz, there's no telling who will be there. When I leave, it'll be like I found your love, descending a Victorian stair. Feeling like one of your photographs, trapped while I'm putting on airs, getting even by saying who cares. At the brand new Tennessee waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee waltz, there's no telling who will be there. Passionate violence, play a tune for a Tennessee kid who's feeling like leaving another town with no place to go if he did, 'cause they'll catch you wherever you're here. At the brand new Tennessee waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee waltz, there's no telling who will be there.
Well, you just heard a beautiful piece of folk music by John Lacey and Gord Quinton. That was the brand new Tennessee waltz. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and I'm your host, Wayne Tucker. Today, no particular theme, we're just surfing the Newfound Records library. Now, if you're a regular listener to Newfound Records, you probably know that I do a lot of research preparing for each episode, and I just love burying my nose in digital copies of old local newspapers. And most of the time, my searches are pretty tedious, really. Issue after issue, nothing of great interest in terms of Newfoundland and Labrador oldies music, recordings in particular. But once in a while, I really hit the jackpot. And that's what happened a month or so ago when I came up on this headline in the St. John's Evening Telegram. Hit for come home year. Local girl on top. So that got my attention, and I had to read the article, of course. And by the way, come home year, as mentioned in that headline for Newfoundland, was 1966. And that was the year of a massive celebration encouraging expatriate Newfoundlanders to come back home and for tourists who hadn't visited here before to come. Now that you could drive across the island on a paved Trans-Canada highway. Now, back to the article. It went on to say that a top hit last week in most eastern U.S. states, a song with the title Little Julie, and it was written and sung by a St. John's girl. And that St. John's girl's name, Goldie Noble. Born in St. John's, I think, in 1940. And she began singing publicly at the age of 13. She moved to New York when she was 20 years old. And since then, life has been one singing engagement after another for Goldie. So said the Evening Telegram. Now, Goldie not only sang, she also played guitar. And she married a man that she had met on an Air Force base in St. John's. And his name, David Winnagle, W-I-N-N-A-G-L-E. And so that's when Goldie Noble changed her stage name to, not Goldie Winnagle, but Goldie Wynn, W-I-N-N. And she went on to embark on singing engagements all over the United States. Now, the article went on to say that Goldie had just released her first single, and she recorded it in Nashville, Tennessee. The article closes by saying the 26-year-old singer, who also writes lyrics and music, is delighted that her first recording made a hit during Come Home Year.
But in the path of an unseen car, death had took its toll. I heard the driver whisper as he bowed his head and cried, "Forgive me, God, forgive me, I have killed a little child." Child.
keep her from all harm. The mother rose and slowly smiled, though in her grief she understood.
Well, there you go. Goldie Wynn, St. John's Born, with the song Little Julie. She wrote that one and released it in 1966, Newfoundland's Come Home Year. And I'd never heard of her till I saw the article in the Evening Telegram. And when I saw that, I just had to come up with a copy of the single. And I searched around until I found it. And you just heard it. Now, she went on to record a few more singles, and I know there were plans for an album, but I don't know if that ever happened or not, and I don't know what became of her career, musically, or in any other way after that. Do you know anything about Goldie Noble or Goldie Wynn? I want to know. Send me an email, wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. Now, next on the platter, going to hear from a great singer, fellow by the name of Terry Kelleher, from Ireland, but settled in Trinity Bay in the 1970s, I think around Port Rexton, that area. And back then he was an important presence on the Newfoundland music scene. I'm saying late 1970s, early 1980s probably. And Fell's a great singer, I think. I just love his voice. Put out an album back in 1980. It's called Face and Eyes, and he recorded that mostly in Halifax. A few tracks he did at the Claude Sound Studios in Stephenville. Track we are going to hear is called Mountains of Mourne, and this is a song about the Mourne Mountains, located in County Down in present-day Northern Ireland. The song is a whimsical look at the styles, attitudes and fashions of late 19th century London as seen from the point of view of an Irish labourer from a village near the Mountains of Mourne. And the song is written as if the singer is sending a message to his true love back home. Contrasts the artificial attractions of the city with the more natural beauty of his homeland.
Oh Mary, this London's a wonderful sight. People are working by day and by night. They don't grow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat. But there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand in their digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing this wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies of London were dressed. Well, believe when I tell you, when asked to a ball, why they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. For I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth tell if they're bound for a ball. Go starting those fashions now, Mary McCree, where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful ladies now, never you mind. Beautiful shapes nature never designed. Lovely complexions of roses and cream. But let me remember remark with regards to the same. For if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose who's waiting for me, or the mountains of morn sweep down to the sea. Of a bus, though I've never known him, still he means to us. For though by the Saxon we were long oppressed, still I cheer, God forgive me, I cheer with the rest. And now that he's visited Erin's green shore, we'll be much better friends than we've been. What we want, we're as quiet as can be, when the mountains of moon sweep down to the sea. You remember young Denny McLaren, of course, he's over here with the rest of the force. I saw him one day as he stood on the strand. Sure, he stopped all the traffic with one wave of his hand. And as we stood talking of days that had gone, the whole town of London stood by and looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful, like me, to be back where the dark morn sweep down to the sea.
That beautiful piece of music you just heard was by Terry Kelleher, and the song was Mountains of Morn. You are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. My name is Wayne Tucker. Today, not constrained by any theme, just indulging by spinning some of my old favorites that I think go well together for this episode. Now, our next spin by the Sons of Erin. And this is a track from a 45 RPM single that they released, I figure, around 1971. It wasn't released on any of the Sons' vinyl LPs. They did do a re-recording of it and included it on a compact disc that they released in 2001. The song is called Simplicity by the Sons of Erin, but the usual title of the song is Scorn Not His Simplicity. And it was composed by Phil Coulter and Bill Martin. A new song to me. I hadn't heard it before I heard Ralph sing it. And when I did hear it, I was deeply moved. I think Ralph's rendition of this song is very powerful. The song itself is a tribute to Phil Coulter's first son, who was born with Down syndrome and who died at age 4 years. And the song pleads for tolerance and understanding. And many parents of handicapped children, I understand, find this song deeply personal and comforting. So I invite you now to do yourself a favor. Crank up the volume and immerse yourself in Ralph O'Brien's outstanding performance.
see the child with the golden hair and eyes that show the emptiness inside. Seeing all, can we understand just how he feels or have we really tried? See him now as he stands alone and watches children play at children's games. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no. There, not recognizing the kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been thinking of. How she cried tears of happiness the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn his simplicity, oh no, oh no. Only he knows how to face the future, hopefully surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you should care. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no.
Well, that wonderful piece of music you just heard was Ralph O'Brien's moving rendition of Phil Coulter's Scorn Not His Simplicity. And that is probably my favorite song of all the ones that Ralph has sung. Okay, let's keep the great music coming. Going to hear next from Paulette Dubois, originally from Fall River, that's in Massachusetts. And in 1988... she sailed the coast of Labrador in a small boat. She says, it was like a National Geographic adventure. The Sea of Labrador was very rough at times, but we would find inlets for the night and could safely drop anchor. I so remember the Northern Lights. We made our way to Hopedale and back to Goose Bay. Icebergs, whales, seals, and all. The people that we met along the way were tremendous, although there were not that many. As we sailed, a melody kept coming to mind based on the movement of the boat through the water. Once home, I literally wrote the words and music to Labrador Love in 20 minutes. It is the story of falling in love with the coast of Labrador, the people, and Red Wing, our beautiful red sailboat.
A land far away seemed closer one day for two strangers about to set sail. A journey where time would have to stand still for those who will venture to see. Her strong rocky coast and ominous skies and the creatures who live near her shore. I fell in love with Labrador, Labrador land by the sea. We seem just to be a moment in time, like a wave on the ocean of life. A look at her coast, an adventure foremost, such a gift from the one who bestows. These blessings of life and nature to share with those who will venture to see. We fell in love with Labrador, Labrador land by the sea. We anchored at Rigolet and in Makovic and many more stops on the way. But the greatest would be the fine folks of Smoky, a memory so fond and so dear. This journey on Red Wing, a chance to be sharing this lady, the sea and its beauty. A challenge at best, to be put through the test and to have her embrace us so dearly. Her message will always stay in our hearts as we travel the world and we see that we fell in love with Labrador, Labrador land by the sea. We fell in love with Labrador, Labrador land.
Well, you just heard a beautiful piece of music sung by Paulette Dubois. The song was Labrador Love. She wrote it. And it was included on a cassette tape entitled Labrador Love, a cassette tape that she recorded along with Dick Gardner. I figure probably around 1989, something like that. Pretty rare, actually. And I don't think I've ever seen another copy of it other than the one that I have myself. Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and we have lots of great music still to come. Coming up shortly, the frustrations that Otto Cullen went through trying to get a song published in the early 1950s, and that song eventually went on to become his best known. Okay, I think it's about time we heard from our old regular John White, and I've chosen a song from one of my favorite albums that John White released, an album called At the Caribou Club, released around 1968, I think. A song we'll hear John sing, The Wild Colonial Boy, which is a traditional Irish-Australian ballad. Called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dear he did his parents love, the wild colonial boy. At the youthful age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny shore he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich to help the poor, he stabbed James McAvoy. And a terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy.
listening to the mockingbird singing a cheerful song. Up step a band of troopers, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy. They all turned out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Duggan. You see, we're 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's high name. You are a plundering son. Jack drew two pistols from his belt and proudly waved them high. I fight, but no surrender, cried colonial boy. He fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. And turning then to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
No mistaking the wonderful voice of Jan White. You just heard him do The Wild Colonial Boy. Now next, here's another great story that I recently came across in the newspapers. It's from the Evening Telegram back in September of 1958. And there was an article in there about Otto Killand. It said that around 1950, he had recently composed a poem and he wanted it published. So he submitted it to a local newspaper, who turned him down, submitted it to a local magazine, which turned him down, and he was getting frustrated by now, felt like tearing the poem up and firing it away and forgetting about it. However, he did decide to submit it to the Evening Telegram, and lo and behold, in March 1st of 1952, they published it under the title The Lonely Fisherman. Now, encouraged by this, Killand next took it to Gerald S. Doyle of the Doyle Newfoundland Songbooks fame. And Doyle, at the time, was gathering material for his next book of NL folk songs. Now, Killand also had a melody for his poem, and he sang it for Doyle, and Doyle fell right in love with it. Said, there's a quote here from the newspaper, "This will become one of the most popular Newfoundland folk songs ever written." And he included it, Gerald S. Doyle did, in his book Old Time Songs of Newfoundland that came out in 1955. And in that book, the title of the song is Let Me Fish Off Cape St. Mary's. And after that publication in the Doyle Songbook, well, the rest is history for that song. The CJON Glee Club, they were the first to record it, I think, and it was on their LP called The CJON's Glee Club Sings Newfoundland Folk Songs, Volume 2, that they released in either late 1958, I figure, or early 1959. I haven't figured that out yet. Now, Killand, I guess he was encouraged by these events, and he went on to compose many more folk songs with local themes. And in 1962, an album came out that had all original material composed by Otto Killand, and that album was called Songs of the Anchor Watch. And for you trivia lovers out there, this album is the first entire album of original compositions by a Newfoundlander, although it's seldom recognized. And that came out about 10 years before Roy Payne put out his first album of all originals. And Ron Hines, he released his even later than Roy Payne. Okay, from that 1962 album, Songs of the Anchor Watch. Here's vocalist Leonard Meehan, accompanied by Eric Abbott on organ.
Take me back to my western boat. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary's, where the hagdoms sail and the foghorns wail, with my friends the Browns and the Clarys. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary's. Let me feel my dory lift to the broad Atlantic combers, where the tide rips swirl and the wild dogs whirl, where old Neptune calls the numbers, 'neath the broad Atlantic combers. Let me sail up Golden Bay with my oilskins all a-streaming, from the when I hold my trawl and my old Cape Anna gleaming, with my oilskins all a-streaming. Let me view rugged shore, where the beach is all a-glisten, where the capelins spawn, where from dusk to dawn you bait your trawl and listen to the undertow a-hissing. When I reach that last big shoal, where the ground swells break asunder, where the wild sands roll to the surge's toll, let me be a man and take it. When my dory fails to make it, take me back to that snug green cove, where the seas roll up their thunder. There let me rest in the earth's breast, where the stars shine out their wonder and the seas roll up their thunder.
Well, you just heard a wonderful version of Let Me Fish Off Cape St. Mary's by Leonard Meehan. Goes right back to 1962. Now, that song, of course, has since been recorded by oodles of NL recording artists. Dick Nolan, he did an early version of it. Harry Hibbs recorded it. The great Gordon Pinson, so did he. And Phyllis Morrissey, she did a wonderful version of it, as did Dennis Ryan of Ryan's Fancy, and Reg Watkins. He did a Western swing arrangement of it. I've often played that on this program. Love it. And in more recent times, Colleen Power, she recorded it, as did Duane Andrews and Rum Ragged. They've done it as well as the Irish Descendants, and I could go on and on and on and on. Okay, this is the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and coming up shortly, stellar harmonies from the gospel group The Harmony Four. But right now, one of my favorite NL singers of all time, Mr. Lou Murphy. And he's a regular, of course, on the Newfound Records Radio Hour. And the song you're about to hear is about an engine of a boat, the Coker engine. And this is the first spin for this one on the, how long have I been doing this show? 17 years, I think it is now. And the lyrics are quite witty. Art Scammell wrote them. The Coker was a marine engine, and it was named after prominent politician Sir William Coker. And the song celebrates the Newfoundlander's gift for improvising, making do with whatever materials are at hand, like a wire, string, or window blind spring. Now, I played Scammell's version of this a few times on the Newfound Records Radio Hour, but this is the first time for Lou Murphy's fine rendition. It's from a cassette tape that he put out sometime in the 1980s. Can't do any better than that. Cassette was called Folk Ballads of Newfoundland.
You fishermen free that go forth on the sea with your engines of various makes, this old jump spark of mine I would take every time you can keep all your new make and breaks. She was tied up with twine, there were bits of tarred line round the timer to keep it in place. Her compression was weak and the air used to leak where the packing was blown from the base. She was easy on fuel, but she kicked like a mule, and the screws on the bedding were slack. And we all of us swore when she'd rise from the floor, we feared that she'd never come back. So we lashed her with wire and a motor car tire, and how we did labor and scold. And with posts on each side, how we earnestly tried to keep her from leaving the boat. This motor of ours got miraculous powers. One summer we broke our pump band. Now they cost quite a lot, so when she got hot, we cooled off that coker by hand. One evening last fall, we went out to our trawl, how it looked like was going to blow. We turned to go in the teeth of the wind with a three-handed dory in tow. Tom hove up the wheel and he cussed a good deal. He cranked till he found off his heart. He tested the aisle and examined the kyle, but the devil of it would she start. Was coming on night with the seas feather white, when up to us rode a small skiff, and a bid limmer by with a cast in his eye kindly offered to give us a lift. The kid stepped on board with the air of a lord, his movements unhurried and slow. He noted the string and the window blind spring, but he got that old coker to go. Go, go, he made that thing go. At first he just rammed it slow. She ain't got much speed, cause the oil it don't feed, but he got that old coker to go. Just a poor homeless lad, he haven't a dad, and his name you may never have heard. But the boat swung about when he opened her out, and she rose to the waves like a bird. So we shipped on the kid, and we're sure glad we did. Now it is seldom we ask for a tow. And he gets a full share, which I think only fair, for getting that coker to go.
Go, go, he made that thing go. How he done it, I'm sure I don't know. We can race with the Clyde and we'll keep her alongside when he coaxes that coker to go.
Wonderful singing by Lou Murphy. Okay, let's move on to some more great singing now. Really good harmonies by a band called the Harmony Four. And the song we're going to hear them do is In the Sweet By and By, the old gospel standard. And the Harmony Four have a really good, lively arrangement of that song. They're from Cornerbrook, by the way, in the west coast of Newfoundland. Born-again Christians, apparently. And they recorded a full album of gospel music, and I don't know when. The album was called Family of God, released on the Harmony Records label, recorded it in Toronto. Great backup band. Musicians, they're named on the LP, but I'm not familiar with any of them, and so I won't share them with you at this time.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, nor a sigh for the blessing of rest.
In the sweet
by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
To our bountiful Father above, we will offer a tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days.
In the sweet
by and by,
shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Well, I told you those guys could sing. What harmonies. The Harmony Four in the Sweet By and By. Okay, folks. Time's up. Gotta get out of here. Taking us out, the great Lou Skinner and the Ducats from their LP, released in 1966. Song is Peace Pipe. Thank you for tuning in today. My mother station is CHMR, Mun Radio in St. John's, Newfoundland. And we are also pleased to be heard in Newfoundland on CJBI on Belle Island, CHEV in Grand Falls, Windsor, CKBB in Cornerbrook, and CHBB in beautiful Bombay. Plus, we are so pleased to be heard on the mainland on station CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CIDI in Brome, Missisquoi, Quebec, and CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta. I'm Wayne Tucker. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode and that you'll tune in again next week for more great music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. And until then, let's all be good to each other and especially good to our dear mother, Earth. She's sick. She needs all the love we can give her.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. This show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.